Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro. And today our guests are Mari Hahn of the UAA Department of Music and Tori Allen of the Anchorage Opera. And they are here to talk about UAA's production of Viva Zarzuela. Welcome, operatic guests.
Hello, radio host.
Hi. Hello. Well, Viva Zarzuela. Now, this has been a very, very hot Spanish opera season, and it continues with this kind of postscript, which is going to be, well, what? Zarzuela is a new term that I learned thanks to you guys, and it's a form of Spanish opera from the 9th century, or
not quite
Spain?
That old. Yeah, it originated in the 17th century, but there was a golden period of it, sort of in the Romantic period. Mm-hmm. But there are two different styles. The genital chico is the smaller form of it, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, and you're putting on, what is it, excerpts or a concert?
The first half of the program will be excerpts from the best of Spanish Zarzuela. And then the second part of the program is an entire piece called La Gran Vía by Chueca.
Okay, and this is going to be at the university?
Yes, in the recital hall.
Okay. And you have a piano accompaniment? Or?
Yes, it's with piano.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, isn't the Gran Vía, that's I think that's also one of the most popular Zarzuelas ever written, right?
It is, yes. One of the most popular.
The big way or the big street?
It's the big street. It's about a big thoroughfare that's going to be built through the city, and so all the smaller streets will be obliterated, and so the characters are actually the streets that are about to lose their lives.
This is an opera about urban planning.
Yes, exactly.
How strange.
Right.
Yeah, well, that happens all the time. It's a real thing.
That's right.
This might have been at the time when, in the post-Napoleonic New World Order, when they were making wide boulevards and modernizing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Exactly.
Which was really to stop the peasants from setting up barricades.
Well, right.
That's a very interesting point, Mark. You're onto something here.
And it's very apropos for Anchorage. Because we're talking about the, if the bridge goes in, putting a tunnel through through the northeast part of town.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Well, I wanted to title it "The Road That Leads to Nowhere." Maybe a better not.
That's the subtitle.
That's right. Hey, what would be the Gran Vía in Anchorage?
Northern. I don't know.
New
Minnesota. What would it be? I don't know,
Well, I can remember when it was 4th Avenue, but that dates me.
Yeah, that's true. I think they should bring it back and kind of, nightclubs and make it the lively kind of,
the place it used to be.
Yeah, in the good old days. Yeah, yeah. And so who is in this show?
Well, they're all voice majors. There are two people from the community that auditioned for the ensemble that we accepted. But otherwise, there are voice majors and one theater major, Nathan Huey.
Okay, yeah, Nathan Huey. He's a fine young man. Mm-hmm. Now, he sings as well?
He sings as well, yes. Yes, he's singing opera.
Wow.
That's my big plan, is to have theater majors singing opera, voice majors acting, and getting advanced training with Anchorage Opera.
And then a little bit of movement in there.
Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Horseback riding.
Oh, yes, there's a lot of movement in the show, a lot of dance.
What a wonderful world it will be.
Underwater, yeah.
Well, and I understand that there's a connection with Anchorage Opera.
Yes, this is the first year of our collaborative partnership, the apprenticeship program, which is the only one of its kind at an undergraduate level in North America.
And, well, what is its kind?
It's advanced training for music majors while they're still doing their Bachelor of Music degrees. And so there are apprenticeships at the graduate level, but not at the undergraduate level.
Wow.
And we offer hands-on opportunities to become familiar with the runnings of an opera company. So a lot of really great opportunities for the students. And we're just starting it up. Hopefully we can develop a model for the rest of the country and schools around the country.
Wow.
So then the big wild Alaska can do it.
Yeah, well, and that's such a great opportunity, as you say, because then, the person doesn't have to start, from being hit the stage running with their career. You know, exactly. opera-wise, yeah. it must be so scary to be, you know, student, now you're in a show. I mean, if you have proper training, you make that transition. But with the apprenticeship program, you know, takes some of that anxiety away.
Exactly, yes. And previously, they would have to go out of state, of course, to the Lower 48 or Europe or Canada to get this kind of training. So it really opens some doors for people who want to stay. Well, we hope that they will stay in Alaska.
Yeah, mm-hmm. me too.
Yeah, and it's also important to let folks know that learning to be an opera singer is like learning a trade, and it's not unlike becoming a plumber or a carpenter or something like that. And it's very important that they have this hands-on experience so that they don't go to the Lower 48, leave Anchorage and go to the Lower 48, and it takes 5 years to learn how to position themselves in the market of singing.
Uh-huh. Okay, and for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk on KSKA, and we're here with our guest, Mari Hahn of the UAA Department of Theater and Music, and all things operatic, and Tori Allen of the Anchorage Opera, and also we have Andrew Sweeney, who's just joined us. He's just gotten here, and Andrew, you are a singer, an actor, a director, a composer. Well, I know you play the piano, too. Yeah. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you.
And you're a tenor.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And you're singing in the Zarzuela program.
No, I am not, actually.
What are you doing here?
What
you
am I
just
doing?
Wandered in. Okay.
What am I doing here?
He
I just wandered in.
Job. He's the custodian.
Yeah, that is among my job duties at the opera, believe it or not. I'm currently serving as Anchorage Opera's music director, and I was asked to be here this morning to kind of help plug the next little opera guild event that's coming up that is featuring a one-act opera called Bon Appetit. So if you would like me to chime in on any of that or on anything that's going on with Aviva Zarzuela, feel free to ask any sorts of questions that way.
Well, I understand that you are directing the opera in Bon Appetit, which is featuring a one-character actor, actress, that those of you who went to the opera may have seen playing the drunk in the Zarzuela.
So well, too.
or the maid in Barber of Seville. She is going to be singing Julia Child, doing what?
Indeed. Baking a chocolate cake, and the French name for it escapes me at the moment. It's something like Le Gâteau au Chocolat Lamanance Brune or something like that, something crazy. Yeah, but actually, I'm not directing it. I'm more on the producing end of it. Erin Degan Mitchell is actually directing it, and she is being joined by Shane Mitchell actually on stage. The opera is being done slightly different than it is usually done. I've always thought of it as being kind of a quaint little setting of one of Julia Child's cooking programs. We're taking a less quaint approach to it.
So this is Julia Child, who had that show on television all those decades.
Cooking with Julia, I think, was the name of it.
So this is a musical version of that?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The composer of this is Lee Hoiby, a very, very well-known American composer, wrote a lot of songs for Leontine Price. That's kind of part of his claim to fame. LeeHoiby.com is his website. You can find all sorts of information about Lee there. The way that this is set is the way that the singer sings it is very much in the sing-songy type of tone that Julia Child uses. It's like a
Sprechstimme.
Yeah, it's very much like an English Sprechstimme. Yes, mm-hmm.
Which is a talk singing.
It's kind of a talk singing type of thing.
Talking in pitch.
It's extremely difficult music. Extremely difficult music. So the voice is kind of doing this one thing where it's kind of following the line and the rhythm of what Julia originally did when she was baking this recipe on television, and the piano is kind of it's kind of either emulating or commenting upon the action that is taking place on the stage. So, you know, we're beating the egg whites.
It's like programmatic.
Yeah, it's very programmatic.
Like little elves and stuff.
I understand it's hilarious, though, the way you guys have worked
it
out.
Typically, it's not really that hilarious of an opera. Like I said, I thought of it always as being kind of quaint. And this is, you know, I mean, I've been at some really big operas where there's been all sorts of stuff going on. You know, the sets are wonderful. The music is wonderful. The singers are wonderful.
But it's a snoozer.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, wow, look how much work it takes to make me bored. And this is definitely not the case. We do not like doing the opera that sort of a way. So it's very, very funny. It is just, it's kind of a comedy. We've made it kind of into a comedy of errors.
It kind of reminds you of that Saturday Night Live famous thing with Dan Aykroyd, when he used to imitate Julia Child. Remember that?
Yeah.
Not to take away from anything, yeah. But that's kind of like what I, you know, Alice Welling used to do a Julia Child, too.
Yeah.
In mm-hmm. her show.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you the time and place of this funny performance. We ought to get back to Mari. So how funny is your play?
Well, we don't make a chocolate cake, but there are a lot of comical scenes. Gran Via is a comedy. It's actually in the style of a review more than a plot that goes all the way through. All of these different characters that represent streets are larger than life. So we have the big kind of political figure who is a playboy.
He'd be the boulevard.
We're calling him Mr. Tudor.
Okay, Mr. Tudor.
And then we have a police officer who's a little bit delusional as to the effectiveness of his jurisdiction. And we're calling him Mr. Abbott, and all roads do not lead to Abbott. We have a Miss Spinard. We have a Miss Raspberry, Miss Strawberry. They're all very colorful characters.
How about Muldoon?
We do have a Muldoon, yes.
You do? Well. That's
yeah. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. All streets
are
surreal.
Represented.
Yes, and they're all dancing and singing, and it's a very entertaining evening.
Sounds like it.
Well, that's about all we have time for. Thanks so much for coming. We have three guests, Mari, Han, and Tori Allen, here to talk about UAA's production this weekend of Viva Zarzuela. And we have Andrew Sweeney. who has been talking about to great laughter about the Opera Guild's dinner opera, which will be held on April 25th in Bon Appetit. And now here's a Stage Talk calendar. Cyrano's presents a world premiere, Time Immemorial, by Allison Warden and Jack Dalton. This show runs Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. through April 26th. For tickets, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net or call Cyrano's at 274-2599.
Valley Performing Arts presents A Bad Year for Tomatoes at the Makatans Theater in Wasilla. This show runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through April the 26th. For tickets, go to Valley Performing Arts, www.valleyperformingarts.org, or you can call 373-0195.
Anchorage Community Theater presents Dial M for Murder at the ACT Studio Theater. The play runs through May 10th. It shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For tickets, call 868-4913 or go to www.actalaska.org.
UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents Fallen, Stories of Women of the Old Testament. And this is a totally new perspective on that, featuring Aerial Arts. This show runs through April the 19th on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. at UAA's Harper Studio Theater. For tickets, go to centertix.net or you can call the UAA box office at 786-4849.
And Anchorage Opera Guild presents Bon Appetit, a dinner and comic extravaganza starring Nancy Caudill. Mezzo-soprano as Julia Child. This starts 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 25th at the Captain Cook Hotel. For reservations, call 310-1985 or you can go to Bon Appetit. And that's BONAPPETITAK at gmail.com.
And finally, UAA Department of Music, in collaboration with Anchorage Opera, presents Viva Zarzuela at the UAA Recital Hall. This weekend only, Friday, Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and a Sunday matinee at 4 p.m. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call the UAA box office at 786-4849. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next week, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.